Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Near critical fire weather conditions are expected today and tomorrow. A red flag warning is in effect for the area through tonight. The Gillette Community College District Board has appointed Terry Anderson as its newest member. The appointment was decided on Wednesday. The News Record reports Anderson was a favorite given her experience at the college in a faculty and administrative position, along with knowledge of the accreditation process that she'd gained in previous involvements with higher education. It's been announced that Campbell County Health will purchase the close-to-home hospice building from the Northwest Wyoming Community Health Foundation for $3.5 million. County 17 reports the sale will allow working capital for the foundation to develop a hospice care model more in line with its vision without incurring additional losses. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Grants of almost $900,000 have been awarded to the Yes House and the Boys and Girls Club of Campbell County. The News Record reports the two organizations are part of 13 across the state to receive around $6.8 million in funding from the American Rescue Plan ESSER III Fund to help with learning loss after the pandemic. The Boys and Girls Club will serve 720 students during the school year and 650 in the summer, while Yes House will provide programming for 278 students during the school year and 155 during the summer. The Campbell County Commission has voted unanimously to lift the ban on the use and sale of fireworks to celebrate the new year from December 26th through January 2nd. Randy Sinclair of Six Flags Fireworks asked the commissioners to lift the ban to allow vendors to offload some of their leftover inventory. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.